you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys.
Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hey world, how you doing out there? It's your old pal Ian Finance here. Welcome back to the world's most progressive shock jock radio show. I am delighted to be here with Zach Amico. How's that for just throwing it to you?
Huh? Hey, it's great, buddy. How you doing today?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Doing a bit of a pre-taperuski.
Yes.
I got a flight in the morning, so it is nighttime on a Wednesday. And we wanted to make sure we got you guys a new episode. So I want to thank our crew for rolling with the punches on this one.
Yes, totally. And it's Wednesday, which I didn't know was a specific night to get fucked up, but you came in here swinging.
Who's getting fucked up?
I mean, what do we got on the table here?
We got two seltzies and a little bit of vodka, because you got to kick them up a notch.
Yeah, and someone said, are you celebrating? You go, it's Wednesday.
Well, it's nighttime. It's 7:30 at night. This is my first drink. This is not that bad.
I love it. I'm on board for it. I want you to get fucked up so I can live vicariously through you. I would love nothing more. I mean, let me set the scene. It is storming outside. I heard the wind rustling through the trees. I heard zap, zap, zap because there's so many fucking bugs here and there's electric lamps. It felt like I was out in the woods. I could hear the rain. And nothing would please me more than to sit out on a porch on a night like that and get fucking slam hammered wrecked.
Well, so, I'm not going to do that because I got a flight in the morning.
Oh, well. You're a better man than me.
By the way, seltzer and vodka of all the things I could be drinking if I'm going to be drinking.
Amazing.
Seltzer and vodka is not that irresponsible of a decision.
No, I think it's great. Are you mixing the seltzer and the vodka?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Look at these. Yeah, you kick them up a little. Actually, as suggested when my mom tried the alcoholic seltzers, she goes, they're good with a shot of vodka in them.
Oh, wow.
So I come from a legacy.
Mommy's instructions. Mother's cookbook. Well, fucking hell yeah, dude. Fucking have a shot for me. If you're listening at home and it's Thursday at 11 a.m., take a shot. Why not?
Yeah, if you're at work, now's the time.
Yeah, let's do a ding every time Zach takes a drink. And if you're at work, you should be drinking as well. We're going to make this a drink-along episode.
Oh, fun.
And see how long it takes for someone to lose their job listening on the Gas Digital Network. And we're continuing our three guest role. We had three guests last week, and this week we have three guests as well.
We're continuing our mashup episodes where we do a show with another podcast. This week we are joined by the incredible Bushwick Bears.
Yes. Hell yes. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hell yeah.
We're partying.
I'm gay.
Yeah. Sex with dudes rules. Thanks for having us, guys.
Your mom sounds like a smart lady, Zach. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she goes hard.
You know?
She goes real hard.
It's true, because those seltzers, you can drink about 25 of them and still drive home.
Yeah, and it's one of those, it's not like wine drunk, but it's the same kind of like the front of your head hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sugar that does
it. Yeah, so you gotta put some vodka in and cut them down.
Right. You really want to get anywhere.
Yeah. Well, this is, dude, my mom gets so excited for alcohol. I bought her. Have you guys tried Screwball yet, the peanut butter whiskey?
I have tried it.
Dude, I bought my mom a bottle of it for something. She walked around all night pouring shots for people. Goes, you got to fucking try it. It's just like a goddamn Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, my God.
It's the best goddamn thing I've ever fucking had.
Oh, peanut butter whiskey?
It works.
Yeah?
Hey, you know?
Is it super sweet? Good.
No, it's. I guess it's sweet in the same way like Fireball would be sweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's sweet.
Yeah. in the way that it's not sweet.
Yeah.
God damn, look at all these newfangled things that have come out since I quit drinking.
Yeah, I'm in prep Ian's camp.
It's
I'm
like a... you got married. It's like you got married and all the apps came out.
That's exactly. I met my wife right before Tinder.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, God damn, I would have liked to take a swing at that. I
missed out on that era.
I tried it for a bit on a show. Me and two other comics got Tinder to see who could do the worst. And boy, did I win that one. By one picture with just me shirtless and clown makeup with a hunting knife.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? Everybody's somebody's type.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is somebody's type.
I would have gotten laid off that picture eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Adrian Appalucci is such a funny, I think it's like OK Stupid or like Tinder Tap Out or whatever. I forget what it's called, but she trolls people on Tinder. And she gets, because she's a chick, she gets a million matches and then she just fucks with all the guys. But I think it would be so hard for a guy to do that with girls because they
that's
just
abusive
won't
when
swipe
a guy
on
does
you.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you'd be gaslighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so funny the shit she'll say and be like, you know.
She'll be like, my mother's in a coma. We sleep in the same room. Is that okay for you? Guy's like, it's don't cool. worry. She won't wake up.
Yeah. And the guys are like, it's cool. You're close with your mom. I don't mind. You know? Like, guys are such hornball scumbags that they're like, yeah, no, care. Totally fine.
Yeah. We don't care. I don't care.
I know.
Yeah, I don't miss looking pathetic. Like, I'm married, so I don't look pathetic in someone's DMs.
Anymore. No, you just look pathetic in your wife's eyes every day.
At least it's down to a singular person. Instead of, like, multiple people thinking I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, there aren't receipts for your scumbaggery.
I was like, I had that moment. I was thinking about Tinder, because I was only on it for a second. And I was like, fuck Tinder, that shit was so terrible. You know, and I get girls old school way. But then I was like, I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, I went on two Tinder dates. I got laid on one of them.
That's a 50% return.
50% return. That's not that bad. I don't know what I was bitching about, you know?
I mean, it's pretty good. That's like everybody is on the same page. They know why you're there. But also, you're good off Tinder because you're like a tall dude that works in bars, you know what I mean? Yeah, like I don't do well at, like
I'm very handsome and charming. I thank you.
Yeah, and you're loud and you know.
I have a huge dick and I'm rich. Okay?
Well, it's funny because short dudes complain on Tinder when girls are like, "You got to be 5'8" and above because I'm 5'3" with heels and I need a taller man.
By the way, that is insane because that's like a guy
being like, "Oh,
like,
hey, I want someone 150 and below."
Yeah,
and no
exactly
Asians.
What it's like. Yeah. Well,
only Asians. Yeah, you know,
but that's a different thing.
Well, what I was gonna say is, what's funny is like short dudes will complain about getting discriminated against on Tinder or some shit like that. But you know what? Like, it's the same thing in real. Like, why are you surprised? You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing in real life. So, like, you should be
used
to it.
It's just seeing it in writing is insulting.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing more humiliating than getting rejected by someone who doesn't have a grasp of the language you're speaking. So they just, whatever's going to come out is just the God's honest truth. Like, I was hitting on a girl in Europe, and she stopped me. And she went, "I don't like how you say heavy men."
I like that honesty. You know, like, I like it. No,
I don't know. When do you be honest? Because I've talked to chicks and then we start talking and everything. And then they go, "How tall are you?" And then I'm like, "Oh, I'm 5'7". And they're like, "Never mind." I'm like, "Well, we fucking were, you know,
hitting it off,
you wench.
We don't got to get married."
Yeah.
I've been 5'7".
Of course you're
like
taller than me. You're trans.
Grade.
What?
I've been 5'7" since the third grade.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I'm sorry. I just can't identify. I get the fat one though, like always, like, hey, you know, athletic build. And I'm like, I play football, you know, like this, that's that, like offensive line, you know what I mean?
Whenever I met thin chicks that would hit on me, I would always check their arms for stretch marks. A girl used to be really fat, and the brain is the last place you can't lose weight from.
You're still fat in here.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
New York in this time of year, like in June and July, I literally just be like, I got an air conditioner in my room.
Yeah,
that's better than Tinder. You know, you're just like, meh.
Dude, remember that time we were at that bar and I fucked that chick in the bathroom?
I do. I almost ruined that night for everyone, huh?
Totally. Boris was the worst wingman of all time.
No, the result shows I was not, because you fucked a girl in the bathroom.
Right.
So let's just put that out there.
She was like a Polynesian girl on Molly, and I used to have really long curly hair, and I walked by and she like grabbed my hair. She's like, I love your hair. And I was like, oh, I love you. And then we started talking, and she had this friend with her that was just such a fucking drag. And I'm like, Boris, wingman me. And you were talking to her about music, and I think you were like, what kind of music do you like? And she was like, all he had to do was just be like, And she's like, I like Metallica. And Boris is like, Kirk Hammett's an overrated guitarist. You know, they're not that good live. He just plays the same licks over and over. And she's like, okay, whatever. I don't have my kid for the night. And you were like, you're going out partying when you have children? And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Your party days are over. Face the facts, sister. Yeah.
Yeah. I resent the tone, but most of the content is accurate.
I love that impersonation of you. That's hilarious.
He combined me and Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. And then I was like,
I love that his impression of you is the voice that goes with his face.
Do you want to go in the bathroom? And I didn't know what to do. I was like, I don't know if I'm, you know, I'm sober. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go to this chick's place and like, you know, I don't know where she lives or whatever. And Boris is like, well, why don't you just fuck her in the bathroom? And I was like, well, why don't you just fuck her in the bathroom? Sure. And that didn't even occur to me. And so we did. And I went in there, and these girls went in. They're like, is there a guy in here? And I just like stood still, and they're like, why are there four legs?
Oh, yeah,
I was like, oh, no. And then the bouncer came in, or the bartender came in, and was like, if there's a guy in here, you got to get the fuck out. And I like came out of the bathroom. I'm pulling up my pants from around my ankles, and the bouncer fucking high-fived me. And then I left. I was like, all right.
The more I hear this, the more it sounds like I'm a great fucking wingman.
Yeah, I mean, you were the wind beneath my wings. You gave me direction.
Yeah.
I was going to tell her no, because I was like, I don't want to fucking go back to her apartment in Bushwick or fucking Inwood or something. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just banged, I ate her ass and fucked her in the bathroom. It was,
and then we walked home together and talked
really
about
something.
It.
Really something. Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was quite a night.
Yeah. I gave that woman a lot of advice on how to raise her child.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm fucking this chick in the bathroom, and Boris is like, you know, have you heard of nature versus nurture?
My family didn't escape communism for you to raise your kid like this. You know?
The, Kirk Hammett is very overrated.
Thank you.
There's a video that just came out of like one of the behind-the-scenes album documentaries where he's writing a lick to one of their songs, and he goes, man, there's something about this lick. I just love it so much. We really got something here. And then it cuts to like two albums before of him playing the exact same riff on a different song, and him going, "There's we got something here, guys."
Oh, no.
I'm fucking the shit. I made
that,
a rad
that documentary, Some Kind of Monster, is amazing. Have you ever
it's
seen
so
it?
Good. Yeah.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and he like, I forget if he gets like a birthday cake, and Lars gets upset that he doesn't get a birthday cake. It's like, you guys are fucking Metallica. What are you talking about?
You're all millionaires.
Yeah.
At any point, so like, and Ian, you being sober, I think you have an interesting perspective on this. Don't you just want to go up to James Hetfield with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a few like Dexedrine and be like, you got one more hit left in you, don't you, buddy?
Yeah. I know you do.
Listen, dude. Just get it out of you. We'll take you right. Listen, we'll have a room waiting for you, rehab of your choice.
That's how the last Queen album is made, except it was AIDS instead of alcohol.
Like, I know you got one more in you, buckaroo. Like, no more of this shit.
Well, I mean, that was a thought during the pandemic. It was like, nothing's going on. It's a perfect time to fucking relapse and throw it all away, you know? And then you have all the time in the world to fucking clean up and get it back together, you know? But it would just be such a fucking nightmare.
That's good. We heard the conversation you had with yourself.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
Samson pretending like he's paying attention. Yeah. Rolling.
You're right, Samson. Yeah. I should stay clean.
Can I have some more pets, please?
Yeah.
Are you at the point where you still think about relapsing a lot?
No,
past that.
Yeah. No, yeah. Now I just gotta, you know, work on my own like thinking and everything. But yeah. It's like I can't tell you for how long I couldn't even be around alcohol. I would smell it and get a visceral reaction where I'd like shake, you know, because I had such a crazy fucking bottom that I just would smell booze and like.
We already talked about how nice your ass.
Yeah, all the cycling. I got a crazy dunk.
The bike.
How about you? Are you sober?
Wait, nicest ass in comedy.
Yeah. Nicest ass in comedy.
Mike Cannon.
Mike Cannon, wow.
I'm about to look next.
Oh, that video of him shimmy shaking.
Mike Cannon has a fucking dump truck on him.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Dude, I was watching Naked and Afraid, you know, That day, it was just like hotel TV. You know, you're in a hotel. Yeah. That's the only time you watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were describing your quarantine.
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
Pretty close.
Yeah, it's like, listen, it's 11 a.m. I'm hungover. Hotel room. Impractical Jokers is on. Yeah, right. It'll also be on at noon, 1, 2, 4.
That's what I do with Forensic Files. When I'm on the road, I just wrap myself in gummy bear candies and Forensic Files.
Well, dude, every episode that I watched on Naked and Afraid, the dudes' asses were always better than the girls' asses. It's something about the people that they bring on that show. The dudes are like athletic and ready, and the girls. the girls are just frumpy. Like, I can survive. I'm from Minnesota.
Most surprising huge ass on a guy comic, Scopo.
Oh, yeah.
He is kind of thick, huh?
Yeah, he's got a donk.
Yeah, yeah. Scopo's like a fucking Latina woman from the fucking waist down.
Got a bit of a mom butt. He does have a little bit of a mom butt.
He's got that baseball body.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, he was probably like a catcher, right?
I would assume so. If you just look at him.
Back when he worked for Bobby, I bet he was.
Yeah, wow. Oh, I forgot about Scopo. He's like the King Kim Congdon of men.
I just did Scopo's new podcast this week.
Oh, nice. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was really, really good. It's called Rep Your Squad, and he has people come in and talk about like niche things they do outside of comedy.
Oh,
and
nice.
I went and did a thing about trauma. It was really cool. It was nice to talk to him.
Nice. I get to do more niche things outside of comedy.
Scopo once, coming back from a road gig, ran over the same dead dog 3 times.
Jesus Christ.
Stop. What the fuck? Put it in reverse.
Where did that... How do you go in 2 directions
When you
times?
Say the same First, dead dog 3 times. He ran over the same dead dog 3 times and then once when it was alive. Prior to that.
I got to make sure it's dead, you know?
And how did this come up
we were talking about
Scopo's podcast?
Because he just made me laugh. That's my favorite Scopo memory.
Oh, you were with him?
Oh, yeah.
This was just apropos of nothing.
No, we were doing Laughing Up Mahoney's.
Yes.
And some other people in the car may have been on drugs.
Uh-huh.
And being very distracting.
Uh-huh.
Won't say what people, won't say what drugs.
Oh, I know who.
And we were supposed to make a turn. Scopo runs over a dead dog and misses the exit. Jesus. So he has to go all the way around. It's like a 10-15 minute complete to find the exit again. Gets distracted, and we start laughing about Scopo hitting the dog. Hits the dead dog again, misses the exit, 10-15 minutes all around. And at this time, the entire time, we're going, Scopo, you know you're going to hit that dog again. We know you're going to run over that dead dog. He's like, I'm not. Leave me alone. Boom, 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 boom. And he goes, fuck. And he goes, I missed the fucking turn again. It was literally over 45 minutes of us, a cocaine circle, and this dead dog getting pulverized.
Jesus Christ.
My best friend growing up, the only time he's ever been like legit mad at me, and I thought he was going to fight me, is we were driving out in the middle of the desert. Going to like a desert party, and there was a skunk in the middle of the road, and I promised to you guys I was trying to miss it. He thinks I did it on purpose, and he got so mad because it stunk so bad in the car. He was like, you did that shit on purpose. He's like punching me. I'm like, come on, it was an accident,
dude. I was driving one time, and I thought it'd be funny. I thought it would squish. There was like a deer on the road. And I was like, whoopsies. And I thought it would just squish. And dude, the left half of my car went like boom, 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 this fucking deer. Everyone's like jostled in the car, and I'm like, oh, what have I done?
Good bone density on that deer.
Holy shit, that thing did not squish at all.
They say in most cars, they say when it's a deer to just go through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah,
you're gonna fuck yourself up more
when
you're
driving. Just hit a deer head on. Do not slam on the brakes because it pushes the front end of the car down, and it'll make the deer hit the
windshield.
Hood and go through the windshield and kill you. So you're just supposed to hit it head on so it bounces off the.
I did that. I hit a deer going off an exit, like maybe 25, bounced the fuck off, got up, ran away. Had a couple of hairs on my license plate. It was totally fine.
Oh, God.
Both went our separate ways.
Shit.
Told the stories.
You know, if you hit a cow, the owner of the cow is allowed to... You're supposed to give them money. They'll sue you.
Is this in America?
Yeah. Yeah, if you hit
no,
a cow...
No, you're supposed to marry their daughter.
You have to. My friend got sued. He hit a cow, and the rancher tried to sue him for like $4,000.
I mean, I bet a cow is pretty expensive.
Yeah, cows are probably... Yeah. Dude, that I don't know if there's like insurance for your cow.
For your cow.
In that capacity.
I'm sure there is. I bet there's farmer's insurance.
There has to be.
Livestock insurance.
Bum, bum. Wow, I mean, I don't know how you're going to figure that out, but good luck.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I was just in the back fucking listening to George Strait having a gay old time. It was awesome, you know?
I've only ever had a deer fuck my Jeep up. I hit one coming home from work. And I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I didn't think it would go squish. But just straight. And I had to drive around with a broken grill forever because I was broke and couldn't fix it. It fucking sucked.
Rough.
Yeah, so was that story.
I was saying, I have a place in the Poconos now, and there's fucking deer everywhere, and they all look like they just got like beat up by somebody in the woods. Like every one of these deer just look fucked up. All their fur is ragged and shit. Yeah.
Are they just like real poor quality deer?
They're all like kind of young. None of them look like fully matured deer, and they're all like wild, just running around the area. There's probably too many of them. They probably like killed like. Or, like, got rid of their predators. So now there's just, like, a fuckload of these rabbit-ass deer.
Deer are fucking awful. I hate the sound they make. I
love they're kind of cute, but they're stupid as shit.
Yeah, I love deer.
They're really cute. They're nice little animals.
Don't like deer. Don't like turkeys.
No?
Nah. I'm all for... I'm not a hunter, but I think... I don't like anything where you have to get up early. Mm. Like, to me, hunting, yeah. I could wrap my head around it if it was an afternoon thing. Mm. But 4 a.m. to
like
go
a brunch thing.
Yeah, a 4 a.m. thing? Fuck that. Yeah. Same way I hate fishing. Like, why would you want to get up early to do a leisure thing?
Yeah, it sounds
you're terrible. Already doing a leisure thing.
It's a different type of leisure.
And those people consider it sport, some of them.
Yeah. Would you shoot the deer on your property if you were there and you saw two men?
There's no gunshots allowed in the community. So, no. Also, I don't have a gun. Theoretically, I would shoot a deer if I could eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you live like in an isolated area, I think people get away with that. But any community that has deer, that's like a big no-no.
Yeah, I'm in a housing something from community. Your lawn. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about this fucking contractor that I have building a deck and fucking zeroed his... Now, the content of what he was saying almost wasn't as important as the fact that he went from like not speaking at all to like his first words to me being like heated as fuck, and he's just like, New York crime's up real bad, huh? And I'm like, well, you know, it depends where you are in New York. Like, people certainly underplay it when they're like in Williamsburg and nice areas, but then if you're like in a shitty area, crime is up. He's like, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm a veteran and nothing gets me fucking heated like seeing those Pakistani flags flying what? Around it. And in my head I'm like, he means Palestinian, but also I'm not gonna correct him or engage in this.
Right.
And he just fucking he's just like I haven't said any words to him. His boss is like trying to distract me, and he's just fucking like, oh, and you know what? I used to get along with everybody. I'm a veteran. I traveled everywhere. Not anymore. Maybe it's because I'm white, but not anymore. I can't do it. You see these, like, the black guy stabbing the babies? You see the black guy stab the white baby? And I'm just like, holy shit. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Anybody who thinks that they're like an ally that wouldn't tolerate that sort of shit has never needed a contractor to do work quickly in an important situation. Because I was like, yeah, 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 great, great. Like, I don't care if you want Jews wiped off this face of the earth. Fucking
Carl's crazy construction.
Yeah. Does he do good
weird
work?
He spelt it like that.
They did great work, very fast.
Case.
Yeah.
They got a tight ship going. I bet half of them are out of prison and trying to keep on their best behavior.
Right.
But yeah, I'm like,
they put swastikas on all the I beams.
Little great. Hidden messages. Messages in there,
yeah.
88 feet by 88 feet. Very nice work.
I have that. That always happens to me because I mean, I know what I look like, right? But it's always
what whenever, do you look like?
What I look like? Handsome as fuck.
He looks like the guy that I just described. Totally. No, that guy did not look like you, by the way. He was like a tiny old man, like a 65-year-old veteran who was like maybe shorter than me.
Oh, he's like a Vietnam vet?
He's something. I don't know. Korean War, Vietnam War. I don't know why.
I thought it was like an Iraq War vet.
Like he was 32 years old.
No, he was older and clearly like, you know, if he said all that kindly, I could have like even had fun maybe engaging, like met him in the middle and then tried to like have an interesting conversation. But he was in such an emotional state, you know, that you'll often see like liberals in also when they get on their shit, where I was like, this conversation is not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to try to engage.
Once someone's
with this guy.
That deep down that hole, there's no turning back.
No, he's a damaged hurt man.
Yeah, you let the floodgates just came open, and he had to like.
Even though he is bringing up valid points,
you know. No, but I always people walk up to me, and it's sort of like a lot of times that I'm that guy that be like. They walk up to me, they look around, and they're like, Mexicans, am I right, buddy? And I was like, whoa, why'd you include me in that? I didn't say anything, you know?
You just got that face.
I do. I have a resting racist face.
Got out of prison face for sure.
Yeah.
But this was the first guy that was like genuinely like angry. Like there's a lot of like casual stuff that people in New York would get mad at over there that's mostly harmless. Like every other person I meet, if they hear I'm like Russian or something, they're like, "You a Jew?" And then it's usually followed up with when I'm like, "Yeah, sort of. I don't really believe it." They're usually just like, "Oh yeah, I know this Jewish guy. Real smart."
Yeah.
It's never like anything terrible.
Right.
It's
like their way of relating.
Yeah.
Right. Trying to be like communal.
And they just don't meet that many people. And for them, like categorizing by race is not like a way to like disparage somebody. It's just a way to like
keep good count.
Yeah, exactly. You want to stay aware of the situation. They're just doing an amateur census. Yeah, that's all.
Friends close.
Oh, they're just like communicating with you and trying to find common ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I don't give a shit. I mean, again, even if the guy fucking hated Jews, finish my deck.
Yeah. I've said on the show before, I've had people check my laces.
Back when
I used to wear Docs.
Yeah.
I was at like a real shitty motel with my buddy Pat, and the room next to us was two hardcore alcoholic welders, and I knew they were hardcore alcoholics because they called an Uber to their job. Because they all had no licenses, so they were living in a motel right outside the job site.
Jesus, wow!
And Pat and I both had on Docs because we were going to a wedding.
Yeah,
and those were our nice shoes. And they came over and checked our laces.
Wait, what does that mean? Checked your laces?
So like hardcore like skinheads, mm-hmm. like the Nazi kind.
Mm-hmm.
If you have white laces. It's like white pride, and if you have red laces, it's supposed to mean you've spilled blood for your race.
Jesus Christ. Wow. What color were your laces?
Pink.
Rainbow.
I think I did have pink or rainbow laces in, and the one they both had white laces.
So how do they choose between white pride and spilling blood for your race?
I think it's like a it's like a promotion.
Oh.
Like once you've like committed
a hate
gang
crime.
Violence.
Like what if a the teardrop laces tattoo. Are black?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like every time I interact with the police, like, I got arrested and the guy was like, at first I thought, cause I'm like a nice guy, you know, I'm just a big, giant, scary looking nice guy. But I think this cop, I'm in handcuffs and I think this cop is just trying to be polite, but he's asking me about all my tattoos.
Hilarious.
And I was like, at first I'm like, oh, you mean Spider-Man
making conversation
and Thundercats. Right. And then I was like, oh, he's trying to see what gang I'm in. I was like, oh, I'm in a, I have fucking Batman and the Joker.
I'm a fucking
Star
nerd.
Wars tattoos.
Called losers.
But which character is covering up the Celtic cross?
One time I did. I was like, I'm so naive to that kind of shit. I asked one of my friends who's a tattoo artist, right? He was like, we were just like, you know, it's one of those things. We have friends that are tattoo artists. He's like, let me tattoo something on you right now. I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't know what I want. We'll figure something out. I was like just reading Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology book, and I was like, "Oh, that Thor's hammer's pretty cool." And he's like, "Nope, not doing that, bud." And I was like, "Why not?" He's like, "That's like an Aryan Brotherhood thing." And I was like, "Thank you for knowing that."
Thor's
I did not
hammer?
Know that.
Oh, I didn't.
Thor's
know that.
Hammer is Aryan Brotherhood,
like the Celtic Thor's hammer, the symbol. It had nothing to do with the comic book. It's like,
But
I had a family member, not immediate family, but a cousin of somebody. At my high school graduation party, take off his shirt and throw out the Iron Cross tattoo.
Oof.
Jesus. And then like look around like if it was cool, and then embarrassingly put his shirt back on.
He
really read the room wrong.
yeah, big time. I had a friend. I was on a tour bus tour with a couple bands, and we had a bus driver. Dude was great and hilarious, and we were all so insane because it was one of the first times I had no responsibility. I just had to play. The shows, right? There was a tour manager and a driver, so I was getting wasted crazy, and I'm rambunctious. I'm getting all the dudes take their shirts off, do crazy shit on the bus, and I was like, "Yo, bro, take your shirt off," and he's like, "No." I'm like, "Come on, quit being a bitch, take your shirt off," and he's like, "No," and then I was like, "Whatever." I kept bugging him, and he kept saying no, and then one day he pulled me. I go, "Dude, why are you being such a bitch? I'm just trying to. Why don't you want to party with us?" And he's like, "I can't take my shirt off."
He's self-conscious about his body, isn't he?
Yeah, he used to be real fat. He had those stretch marks like Zach was talking about. No, but he goes, I'll show you. And he showed me, he lifted up his shirt, full back Nazi piece from prison.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Full thing with like the goose stepping and like all sorts. And I was like.
And Texas says, make no mistake, I am a racist.
I was like, fair enough. I will never ask you to take your shirt off again.
Oh, do not believe me if I say I regret this tattoo. This is a story I tell people. I am, in fact, and will always be a plumber of the National Socialist Party.
Oh, man. Oh, I forgot the best part was...
No takesies, backsies.
When this dude's boss was trying to, like, redeem him, he's like, he's great, he works for NASA. And then he turns to me, he's like, yeah, you know those rocket boosters that are outside the spaceship? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that rocket booster? Okay, you know the rockets that's, like, outside of that? Well, the parts they used for that rocket booster, I built the shelf that they keep those parts on when they're working on the rocket. And that was in New Orleans, and that was the Challenger, and it went up and it exploded, and that was sad.
Like, thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah.
The Challenger exploding has ties to Mormonism.
What?
Wait, how so?
Okay, ooh, so.
Do tell.
The Mormon church was outsourcing cheap labor from their congregations, and they found out that people were literally making parts for NASA in, like, their living rooms. And they think that that little ring that caused the Challenger to blow was manufactured illegally in the house of one of these, like, Mormon sweatshops.
By Mitt Romney's grandfather.
It was like a whole, it's like a whole, like, thing. They were, like, paying people pennies on the dollar to work.
For sure.
And then the church was getting the actual paychecks.
Wow.
Right, wow.
And they think the Challenger exploding might be related to the, basically slave labor that the Mormon church was getting out of its congregations.
God. Terrible. Damn. Wow. Where'd you hear that?
Yeah, where's the
documentary? Yeah, documentaries.
Honestly, unusual for Mormon. I don't mean to like stand up for Mormons, but my buddy worked at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, and he's like the best, most hardworking doctors there are all fucking Mormon. It's like they're just like a hardworking people.
I think this was like an especially scummy contingent.
Yeah. The ones they like chased out to Mexico, also Mitt Romney's family.
It was Mitt Romney the whole time.
Yeah. Really have it out for the Mitt Romney. What'd he ever do?
He's just Mormon, that's all.
Yeah.
It's the only point of reference I have. Oh, actually, when I lived in Hell's Kitchen, I used to smoke blunts with this dude who was, they don't like it when you call them Mormon, by the way. It's like, he's like a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
But I had no idea he was homeless, and he was like rolling blunts on my stoop, and then a couple times I came home and I bought weed off of him. And then I was like, oh, why are you smoking out here? You want to just come inside? So I like made friends with him, and he brings his cousin. So now it's like the three of us smoking blunts in my living room. And then I found out he's homeless because his mom takes in like a bunch of foster kids and kicked him out so she could make room for more foster kids. That
oh,
she
make
like,
that
collects.
Foster kid
make
money.
That money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then so it's like whatever. He's old enough where like he's still his own responsibility or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then he started like kind of preaching the like Mormon shit. And I was kind of like, you know, I'm okay with this friendship, but if you're going to like proselytize to me, I'm going to ask you to leave. And he's like, all right, all right. And then we kind of stopped hanging out because he borrowed money from me and then he didn't pay me back. And then I was like, I didn't even say anything,
typical
and then he has to borrow money
fucking
again.
Fucking Mormon.
Every time.
Yeah.
Fucking Mormos.
It got a little weird. And then I had an iPod shuffle disappear, and I blamed him, and then later I found it. And I was like,
My first like life hack, I was in junior high, and there was a Church of Latter-day Saint down the street from my house. And I realized, like, I saw a bunch of kids playing basketball or something. I walked up, and they're like, come into our youth group thing. And I went, and all the girls were so hot. And I was like, okay, I'll hang out for a minute. Like, literally the next time I went, I was finger banging one of these Mormon girls in the wash behind the church. So I went there for years. They thought I was straight Mormon. I was just racking up as much
Mormon pussy
as I could. It was fucking awesome.
They have you ever heard of soaking, the thing that they do?
What the hell?
So they're not allowed to have sex until they're married.
Yeah.
But sex counts as like not just penetrating, but thrusting. So they have a thing they do called soaking.
Oh, you just put you just put it in and you just
like hold still. And that's what the
like what you
did.
Do when you feel you're about to come?
Basically, yeah. You just stay still
stop,
for a while.
Stop. Yeah. Think about baseball.
I just want to hold on to you.
Yeah.
I just want this moment to last forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that is soaking.
What?
Yeah. What an odd but also like pretty appropriate name for it.
Yeah.
I did a show at what's that club in Seattle? Laughs in Seattle. And I did the show. And after the show, I came up and this woman and her husband are talking to me and whatever. We're just bullshitting. And I'm like, I have no clue who these fucking people are. And then she was like, I haven't seen you since so-and-so's funeral. And I was like, oh shit, this is that Mormon girl I used to finger bang behind the fucking church.
No.
I haven't seen her since junior high. That the funeral of the kid that died reminded me of everything. I was like, whoa, we're so happy.
She's like, you want to go for a soak?
can my husband watch?
God damn. Well, I think now's a better time than ever to do plugs.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Jericho, what you got?
Jericho Davidson and all the stuff. We got the Bushwick Bears podcast, the podcast we do.
Petty Crime Review.
We do a weekly show at the Stand every Wednesday. Yeah, I think that's it.
Derek?
You know, Jericho and I share a lot of the same credits. Just come check out our show. Bushwick Bears at the Stand. We're going to be every Wednesday in the upstairs room at 9 o'clock starting June 2nd. So come check us out. And I'm at Hump Derek on all social media.
At the Boris K on all social media. The same credits as those guys.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Zach, what you got?
If you're listening live, I'm going to be in Texas all week in Austin at the Creek in the Cave. Brian Redband's Secret Show, The Filthy Show, and a bunch of other things. So just check out my social media at Zach is Not Funny. And my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be at the Troma Dance Film Festival June 11th and 12th in Lahontan, Pennsylvania at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. Movies start at sundown, go all night. Should be really fun. Come hang out. I think it's $10 a night. You can camp there, get drunk, party with the Troma team. My movie comes first on the 12th.
Hell yeah. IanFidance.com, IAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. I Twitch stream with Tim Butterly every Sunday at 10 a.m. and with Shuli Egger, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow at night. It's a good time. Check it out on Twitch, IAnimal69. And IanFidance.com, June 11th and 12th. I'm at House of Laughs in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm bringing John Del Calo, Lamar Lee, Nate Marshall, Andy Malafarina. It's going to be a good time. And then June 24th through 26th, I'm at American Comedy Company in San Diego. And then a couple weeks later, I'm going to be at Chicago Zanies. Come on out, say hi, be a little bye guy, and, you know.
That's coming. No more credits?
Yeah.
No more shows? Come on.
And I'm trying to get butts in the seats, motherfuckers. Sorry I'm not at the Stand every Wednesday at fucking 9 p.m. in their little upstairs wooden room, you pieces of shit.
Couldn't have done this with our Connecticut show?
I did. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I brought Boris with me to fucking, we did BJ Ryan's up in Connecticut.
Did you guys also have a Sagalow Nine?
Oh, my God. No, it was at, the Nine was great. It was the crowds were light,
but they were fun. The second crowd was really fun. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I was just joking. Sagalow told us he had such a bad set on the Nine that he drove home eating a steak with his hands.
Yeah,
just like an apple.
Yeah,
and then me and Chris from Brooklyn did it, and 9 o'clock, not that good.
Yeah, no, it was the 9 o'clock was better than the earlier show, and also their food is pretty good.
Yeah, I had the calamari, and I still have some of the bolognese left over that I probably should stop eating.
Yeah.
It was from 2 weeks ago. But, you know.
Bolognese is what Ian calls cum.
Yeah.
I'm not in the best place and I haven't been cooking and barely been eating.
But it doesn't
that's
go bad. It doesn't
story
go bad
for another yeah. day. You know? I've just been eating free meals at night, not eating during the day. It's not good. Yeah. So that's that. You guys have a show, The Petty Crime Unit.
The Petty Crime Review.
The Petty Crime Review.
What is that?
It is a podcast where we review petty crimes. It's like a true crime podcast, but petty shit, like, you know, jaywalking or DUIs. And I guess a DUI is not that petty. Yeah. It's subjective.
Drinking in public, shoplifting. We have
comics
on.
Well, attacks that aren't felonies now in the city. That's
who
pretty
here
petty
has the most open container charges tickets? I got two.
You got two. I have two, so we're tied at least.
I had two and a warrant for one.
Oh,
and
nice.
I spent the night in jail for both.
I got zero.
I got
you
one.
Got an open
computer.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I did have one. On fucking L train, of all places.
I got one in Times Square subway station for drinking a beer.
Andrew Yang's favorite subway station.
Yes. One in Union Square. This is a very old. This is an old man sentence. one in Union Square for drinking a Sparks.
Ooh. Oh,
at the Tower Records.
That was actually
staring
in front
both
of
twin
towers. In front of Virgin Records.
Virgin Records.
Oh, no shit. Mm-hmm. Wow, Sparks. The Virgin Records. Holy shit, I remember that.
It was one of the best gifts I ever got ever in my life. Is a friend of mine owned a bar, and Sparks went out of, you know, they made it illegal, went out of business, whatever happened. But she knew it was happening, and she bought 2 cases of Sparks, held it for like 6 months till my birthday, and just handed me 2 full cases of Sparks on my birthday.
Sparks God tasted damn. Like Pez.
It was
Sparks
great.
Was out of this fucking world.
It's okay. It made me tweak.
Yeah.
Like crystal meth. I like got shaky on that shit. It was awesome.
Sparks really pumped you. I remember there was an article about it when they made it illegal that was like, police have found Sparks makes its imbibers an angry, alert drunk, which is the worst possible thing. It makes you fighting drunk.
Sounds good for driving.
I had a moment at a bar where a girl like flipped her hair, and I saw the little Sparks logo tattooed on the back of her neck.
Oh,
I was
Jesus.
Like, "Oh yeah, it's done." I already knew what my night was going
to
be.
In it to win it.
It's like Four Loko, right? It's the same trip, basically.
Similar,
yeah, but it was
it was different.
It was something else was in there.
They were popular in college at the same time, I remember. We used to do Five Loko, where you do a Four Loko with a Xanax in it.
Whoa. I was really thought you were going to say liquor.
Yeah. No.
Holy shit.
No, it's that perfect...
That's an Eight Loko.
Yeah, it's that perfect blend where you choke on your tongue a little bit later.
I got 16 Loko'd one time. And I fell asleep underneath the van in like Riverside, California at a show. Like, because you know, Four Locos, I just drank 4.
Yeah. It's impressive when you could do that and still do basic math.
I was drinking a Four Loko riding my bike over the Williamsburg Bridge, and I crashed. I got all cut up and everything.
Oh, Jesus.
And all these people came over to like help me, and I immediately shot up and limped over to pick up my Four Loko and finish it.
God bless.
Fuck you.
I can't imagine starting a night with Xanax. I feel like that's landing gear.
Yeah, it is. But if you're looking to black out, it's a way to do it.
Okay.
In high school, we used to drink 40s and then like take coughing pills, you know, like cough medicine or whatever.
DXM?
Yeah. This is back in like the early 90s or whatever. And then one day, dude accidentally took fucking laxatives with his.
Oh, fuck.
Had to miss school the next day.
That's the last thing you need with 40s, by
right.
the way.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's this already 30s
with like
loose.
Sane eyes and shit.
Okay. I feel like I remember this 140 that I don't know anyone else has ever had it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever have an Evil Eye malt liquor?
No.
God, it was neon green, the liquid in it. It was
liquid
green apple malt liquor. And I remember my freshman year roommate, Amit Patel, drank half of one and puked all over our floor. And I've never seen it in anywhere but this one bodega that was underneath the freshman dorm at NYU. Underneath Third North.
Fuck.
Oh, no shit.
There was a bodega that had to specifically just make... There it is. But it was a 40.
Oh, wow.
It was a 40. And this guy had to sell so much beer to underage kids. He owned a bodega underneath a freshman dorm.
That looked like it's made for kids, for sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
my God. I've never seen that.
Plastic bottle and everything, I bet.
Sour apple.
I have such a vivid memory of this poor Indian kid.
Looking at that makes me want to puke.
That's Ian's response to an Indian person.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Indian kid.
Him just puking all over the fucking floor because he drank half of one. And he looked up at me and went, I don't know how you do this.
What was your go-to 40? Did you have
Old English.
Old English.
Yeah. Old English.
Old English or Colt 45.
I like King Cobra.
King Cobra.
I got King Cobra tall boys, but I did Old English or... what was the other one you just said?
Colt 45.
So yeah.
And then during my heavy drinking is when Crazy Stallion was big. Do you guys remember Crazy Stallion?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I'm not sure.
They were $1.24.
Man, nice.
And they were...
I'm getting triggered.
They're still, some of the bodegas over by my house still have them.
And they were, but they were straight up, they tasted like blood.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Horrific.
I was working in this restaurant, and the busser was a train, like the dishwasher was like a train kid, and he had this janky-ass tattoo on his face right here, and 214, I was like, what's that? Steel Reserve. He didn't even say Pittsburgh or whatever the area code of Pittsburgh is. He just said, yeah, it's Steel Reserve because they had the area code of Pittsburgh on the Steel Reserve. He got on his face.
Jesus.
This kid got on his fucking face. I was like, oh, man.
He's dedicated.
I love, like,
to not having a job.
For a long time, I was really into, like, bum wines. You know, like Thunderbird and Night Train.
MD 2020.
MD 2020, Irish Rose, all that stuff.
Just chemicals.
Yo, yeah.
Dude, that electric blue MD 2020.
That shit's insane.
That is the Atlantic City of drinks. Yeah. So for people down there, listen, I work for a shitty movie company as well as do comedy. And we were making this movie where we had all these mutant punks. It was Return to Nukem High. We get this kid to come be one of the mutant punks. He shows up, straight up train kid from Albuquerque,
yeah,
with face tattoos. I mean, full on home done face tattoos.
What do you guys mean when you say train kid?
Like fucking boxcar punk.
Rides the rails.
Like gutter punks. Yeah. Like street kids.
Got it. Not like dirty with
not
the dog.
Autistic. Yeah.
He fell asleep in front of a fan and made our entire production house smell for 3 days. So we hire our makeup artist.
Like has a rucksack.
And to give an example of why people get fired very quickly from independent movies, this girl's her first day, and we're going to do makeup tests for all. They're called cretins, like these mutants. She did makeup over his face tattoos.
Why?
And I call her down, and I was trying to be polite. And I'm like, hey, I noticed you drew over Vic's face tattoos with makeup. And she's like, yeah, you know, I just don't like his tattoos that much. I thought we could do a lot better. And I'm like, you know, but we're making a movie about, like, mutant punk rockers. So, like, I hired him because he has face tattoos. And she goes, I don't think I'm going to last long on this set.
This the kid I'm talking about was named Vic, too. Did he have, like, a razor blade tattooed, like a straight razor across his throat?
We need to compare pictures.
We need to compare pictures because he ended up getting the
did he have triangles and lines?
Yeah, I might be the same guy because he got it covered up with like a big triangle, like almost tribal design. It might be the same kid,
dude. Is he from Albuquerque?
Yeah, I think he's that part of the world at least. This was in Arizona.
What a small world.
If not, there's just two scumbags
named Vic.
Okay, on three, describe how he smells at the same time.
Ungodly. Yeah. He got fired from the movie because the week before shooting, went to a house party with his, we got like badges from the film commission that said like official crew member.
Yeah.
Somebody bought him a bottle of vodka. He chugged it, fell asleep at a house party. And the next day on YouTube, we saw a video of him asleep in the fetal position, pissing in his own face. And we had to send him home.
What? Why?
Because
sounds
he
like
had
a good
all,
cretin. Yeah.
He had all our shit on, and we were trying not to get kicked out of every single place we were going in that town.
Yeah.
Because they already wanted us out.
I mean, at least it was his own face, you know? Like,
he's trying to get the makeup off.
Yeah, he was, and then the whole next day he tried to blame the person who bought him vodka. He's like, I told you not to buy me vodka, man.
I told you not to.
You know, I piss in my face and I get vodka drunk, man.
Dude, it would be so nuts if it's the same dude. What are the chances of a guy in Albuquerque named Vic with a triangle on his face?
I think he's on Facebook, or at least what?
He's on,
he's got a piss tattooed on his face.
Piss in Facebook.
Did you ever actually hop on a train, like a moving train?
I could not if I wanted to.
I grew up near a train yard. We used to actually do that as kids. Like, we'd skip school and, like, ride the rails or whatever.
I've never done that. The closest I did was we would light stuff on fire sometimes, and there was, like, a train that had one of those wooden, like, I guess what you, like, make the track with left over, like, a really large one, and we lit it on fire, and it caught way stronger than we'd ever thought, and we all tried to piss it out, and then we just got the fuck out of there. And then, like, a few minutes later, we see, like, fire trucks and shit coming behind this apartment complex.
Well, that's going to be our next episode of the Petty Crime Review. Fucking Boris's arson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you guys actually tell us do you have, like, a favorite petty crime you guys have
There's covered? A couple. Amy Shanker had a great one.
Amy Shanker's
one. Yeah. She tried to bring, like, an illegal baton onto
like
a flight.
Like, one of those retractable batons on a plane. They took her to jail and shit.
Yeah, she accidentally, she forgot it was in her purse. And you know, Amy just being like a real idiot about everything.
Also a funny one. Yeah, also a funny one is like everyone's got their story and also shoplifting. there's nobody on this earth that didn't shoplift.
Every single person we
had on. I shoplifted
like,
the other day.
I did this thing. Oh, and shoplifted when I was a kid. I did all this. Yeah, it's funny. Everyone has some shoplifting story.
Yep.
My shoplifting was so humiliating. I got caught stealing eyeliner from a Duane Reade. And this huge cholo in a Scarface shirt that went down past his knees just grabs me as I'm going out of the store and takes me in the back. And he
goes, "You pretty right as you are, boy."
First of all, it was humiliating because he walked me past like three other hood people. We're like, "He got eyes on you. He had eyes on you that whole time. He was watching. We watch him watch you." And then a man in a Scarface shirt gave me a speech about the difference between right and wrong. And then he goes, "I got one question for you, my brother. Where's the girl?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "Where's the girl?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "The girl that you stealing this makeup for. Where's the girl?" I was like, "It's for me." He goes, "Nah, I know some girl sent you in here to get this makeup. You tell me where she is, maybe we could talk. She outside waiting for you right now?" And I'm like, "No, man, I wear that makeup." And I just saw like the disgust in his eyes. He's like, "All right, you banned here for life. You banned for life." And he took a picture of me.
And from the gates of heaven.
Yeah. He takes a picture of me. I'm banned from this Duane Reade for life. Fine, whatever. And I'm like, "All right, got away with it." And it was a week before my birthday. On my birthday, my mom calls and she goes, "Did you get caught shoplifting at a Duane Reade?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, they copied your address off your ID and they sent me an $80 restocking fee and a letter of what you did and a signed piece of paper that says that you shoplifted."
An $80 put it on the fucking
shelf? For a $5
shelf?
Eyeliner.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's great. How long after it was that?
It was a week later.
Oh, okay.
I saw some article about how like some Duane Reade or Walgreens or something was racist because they only had locking devices on like black women's makeup. It was like, well, you know, if you're looking at what's being stolen, aren't you going to protect it the most?
Right. Right. I've definitely like when I worked at a grocery store, I've told you guys this, the guy, the like undercover shoplift loss prevention guy or whatever would stand in the dairy cooler and just watch the makeup aisle. So now every single time I go down a makeup aisle, I just was like, "Oh yeah, I just saw that person steal some makeup. It's just expensive, yep. And it's little." I've seen people steal makeup all the time.
What's always locked up? Electronics,
razors,
headphones.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deodorant, I feel like, is locked up in a lot of ones now.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, soap depending on the place. I was just thinking deodorant.
Like the razors ones, they're so damn expensive, and they're small. You know. Well, I quit. I haven't used a razor in 10 years. So.
Yeah. Condoms, well, they go for it.
Condoms. Oh, yeah. People still use condoms?
Not me.
I haven't used one of those since the 90s, man.
You know what I haven't seen is
back when AIDS was
real?
Yeah.
Condoms are locked up at my Walgreens.
What happened to the free, remember the free New York condoms that used to be everywhere?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen them in years?
Pandemic.
Is that what it is? No. I feel like even before then.
I think we just don't go to places that have free condoms anymore.
Yeah,
we're old. We don't go to places where people fuck on the regular anymore.
Yeah, we go to places that have free vasectomies now.
We go to comedy clubs. Ain't nobody fucking at the comedy club.
Yeah, that's a generation before us.
Yeah now, that doesn't happen more.
Now if a chick wants to fuck you at a comedy club, like, what are you writing an article? I get suckered into this shit.
It's a sting operation.
I'm gonna have to spy. Fill out this DocuSign.
Yeah.
You're putting me in a Google Doc, bitch.
Yeah, right.
You hear stories, dude, so many like comics that are like the generation before us. Be like, "Yeah, there was this girl at Stand Up New York and like five of us fucked her," and then like we would fuck her, get off stage, and she fucked all five of us. And I'm like, "So she didn't see any of you do comedy." Yeah.
I know, that's why I got into comedy, for stories like that. Yeah. Sounded awesome.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. Here we are on a lonely Wednesday night.
I know.
Lonely Wednesday night. There is OnlyFans though now, which is pretty fun. I was telling them, like, all the comics in this town have OnlyFans. I'm gonna start one. I decided. I was like,
"Do you look at anyone's OnlyFans?"
Yeah, absolutely.
You subscribe to them?
Uh huh. I use my real email too. They know it's me.
Really?
Yeah. He has
no shit.
I own it. They know it's me looking.
You look when you see him at shows. You look at him and go.
Like I said, I just try to say like I'm supporting the arts. You know, I like to support my friends. If you
do, you talk to them about it?
I saw him. Yeah.
What's that like?
It's pretty fun. Like I said, I just own it because I'm just like I was like I'm like really like this is great exchange here. I give you $20. You show me your pussy. We call it a day.
Is it all like tastefully done, or is it some, any of it like straight up penetration?
Some are pretty raunchy.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Some are very tasteful.
Subscribe
to
my OnlyFans. Pretty raunchy.
Pretty raunchy. Yeah. The pretty raunchy OnlyFans.
Now
review.
A petty crime would be sharing that with your friends on a podcast.
It would be
another petty crime would be if anybody listening to the podcast just DMs us the pictures.
Yes, yeah.
Somebody didn't want to pay for Bad Baby's OnlyFans.
Oh my god.
So I just have fans that send me every time she updates.
Really?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
No shit.
I wish there was a list. I wish there was a list of every comic that has an OnlyFans. I'd throw them a couple bucks.
I bet there has to. Bye Guys fans.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, if you can make a comprehensive list of comedians with OnlyFans.
A Google Drive folder, perhaps.
Yeah. You don't have to include their content. Just let us know who's out there. And maybe we could do a ranking.
No,
yeah, just all the means of support.
Support. It's like literally, like if we were here and we were having a conversation and it wasn't creepy, I'd be like, yo, I think that you're very attractive. Can I see your tits? Here's $20. I'm not going to touch them. I'm not going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them. I'm like, cool. That's kind of what I was expecting.
Yeah, but every month?
No, you don't have to resubscribe. You can do 1 month.
Yeah, so it used to be.
I got a good memory.
$20 for one set of tits, and then that's. That's
an arbitrary number. Some of them are much lower than $20.
Yeah, some of them are like $5.99.
Oh my god!
Depending on the self worth of the person.
I was so close to some of the trans chicks on Twitter are like out of control hot, and I have to just log off because I'm like, that OnlyFans makes sense. That makes sense. Maybe I could join you, you know, because they do like a fan session or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fly out to Palo Alto, you know.
I'll slowly leak all my money on you.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
No, like,
idea.
That's the thing is, like, some of them, if they're really expensive, I know they're like, okay, this is, you're not for the people. You're not a person.
Usually,
if they're
really expensive, I feel like they're lewds too.
Yeah, yeah. I clicked on one. This was like before.
There needs to be like a Yelp for OnlyFans, so you can be like, "Hey, before I pay for this, what is this chick showing?"
Yeah,
yeah. Like
for $20, I want to see pink.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
I think if you have an OnlyFans, you can't really complain about the pay gap in comedy anymore.
I don't think you can complain about the pay gap at all. Just go out and make an OnlyFans. You'll make a ton of money.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Or get a job like the rest of us.
No, I mean, you're bypassing the system. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
Right, right. It's work. It's work.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, yeah, yes, yes.
If you got it, work it. That's what I say. And I am not embarrassed.
They're all real people who work really hard.
Taking one picture a day is work.
Tough work. Uh-huh. Had nothing to do with their molester.
You know, I figure everyone's somebody's type. I'm somebody's type. I'm tall. I'm healthy and handsome. I'm fat. Some people like that. You know, I got tattoos. I got an average size dick.
So you would do an OnlyFans?
Fuck yes.
So why don't you?
I think I'm gonna.
Really?
My roommate was even, because I was like looking at one today. And I was talking to my roommate. I was like, what if you sat there because you got this deep gravelly voice? What if you like read romance novels in the nude? And I was like, that's a fantastic idea. You know, just imagine me reading like a trashy romance novel.
I'm just surprised you can read.
That's like, now you just got to learn to read.
Yeah,
that's, you know what, sometimes you got to take the easy ones.
It's like watching a bear ride a unicycle. You're like, look at him go.
I'm
trying to get off porn and masturbation. I'm trying to go
straight proud boy. I understand.
I'm trying to proud boy it up. No, I'm trying to stay away from all that stuff.
It doesn't make sex
fucking
better.
Your cat.
I'm just trying to fuck my cat.
Fair.
No, I'm trying to stay away from all that stuff.
You're trying to stay away from sex too?
Yeah.
That's weird.
For a while.
Oh, that's odd.
Just taking a break.
Little self-healing.
Masturbating.
I think you can't get rid of both. Like,
I don't know, my antidepressants are really helping the cause.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it. Never mind.
Really, making it not an issue. This stupid fucking drug.
Yeah, that'll make it. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, fucking blows.
Yeah, when you have to make, like, getting hard an event, you know what I mean? Like, you got prep for it and everything.
I feel like a fucking eunuch.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, my buddy just started it and said the same thing. He's like, if I do a higher dose, I can get better faster, but then I can't come. So he's like trying to find that like sweet spot.
Yeah, I know. If I don't take my meds, I want to kill myself, but I can come. But if I do take my meds, I can't come, and I want to kill myself. So it's quite a conundrum.
You're certainly at a crossroads, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like a real win-win situation.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. It's fucking tough when you go on those meds and your just sex drive goes out the window, and you're like, well, I guess I'm a nun.
That feels like that could be a Japanese game show where like all the dudes take antidepressants and then the chicks got to get them to come. Or dudes.
I'll go on that show.
It's called The 9-Hour Game Show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a bad coke bender for me. That's true. You're just sitting there wanking, and you're just not coming.
I know. We're being on meth. Just jerking for like 12 hours. I never did meth. You ever do meth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, your heart is a rock, and you want to fuck anything that moves, but you're just not going to come.
That's what crack's like, too.
Yeah.
You smoked crack?
Once.
Oh, damn.
Really?
Jesus, I've never done either one of those.
I never done meth, though. I'm not a fucking scumbag.
When did you smoke crack?
In college.
Really?
How'd
you not get addicted?
I don't have that sort of personality. I've tried a lot of stuff in college.
He's not a little bitch, Ian.
I've done just about everything but meth. maybe probably one or two other things I haven't done. But I don't have an addictive personality like that, except for weed.
Have you ever had like really good coke in New York?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
just hang out with finance guys.
You've done meth then.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. They just cut it with meth. The drug dealer that cares about you cuts it with meth.
As opposed to fentanyl?
Yeah.
So I just saw somebody post today, like, be careful, there's fentanyl.
I saw it last night, too.
And coke in
New York. In Brooklyn and New York, there's a fentanyl issue.
Yeah, like
and
two people died.
To get the strips.
The Narcan.
No, the testing strip.
Narcan's
if you actually overdose.
If you overdose,
yeah.
It saves you, yeah. So wait, how'd you smoke crack?
Honestly, I think it was like a glass pipe. Pretty sure it was a glass. I mean, this was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
15,
well, I sucked this guy's dick,
ago.
And then he gave me a crack pipe.
No, it was a friend of mine. Me and her bought, I forget from who, but somebody had crack.
I was researching a role. I wanted to be in character. So I sucked this guy's dick.
Yeah, you sublimate it from a pipe, and then you just...
So you smoke straight crack rock?
This was really long ago, honestly. I think it was a rock.
And he was on crack.
I remember.
I had a girl...
Yeah, there's that.
It's a long time ago. I was on crack.
I asked a girl one time, and she pulled it out. We're all, like, smoking in a room, smoking weed, and she pulls out, like, a crack pipe, and she starts it, and I'm like... I was like, I'll try it. This is that time where I try anything. And she actually said, no, I don't think that's a good idea. She's like, I don't. She's like, almost like thoughtful of me. She's like, I don't want to get you addicted to it.
She just didn't want to share her crack.
I think it was really bad. Yeah.
That sounds like a much more likely story.
Yeah, you know, that crackhead with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever do like coolies?
Where's coolies?
With like, when you just put a,
is that
a
like
little
a
rock?
Banger?
No, you like put like some coke in a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. We call that a woo-banger.
A woo-banger?
Or like on weed. You like sprinkle
put on
a little
the weed. Yeah,
weed.
That's
my favorite.
Weed.
Coke on weed. That's the only time I've ever done coke.
Yeah, coolies. I think we talked about this because I never heard of that, but we called them woo-bangers.
Woo-bangers, huh? Everybody they both sound them. Racist either way.
Yeah, hanging out with a bunch
isn't
of woo-bangers.
Isn't something a puff, too? Like a something puff?
I think so. That sounds familiar.
A cocoa puff.
Cocoa puff.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do in Flight.
Oh, yeah.
When
they
find Denzel Washington on the floor and they call John Goodman. My favorite fucking, one of my favorite John Goodman moments.
Right.
He shows up with the ponytail and the fucking snake jacket.
Yep.
And he lays out the coke. And the FBI tries to take it from hands off the merchandise.
Yeah,
all right, awesome. The banana boat's coming.
Hell yeah. I love it. It's that movie, I was like, this movie's rad. And then by the end, you're like, this is a giant N.A. movie. It's like an advertisement for N.A.
I have not seen this. But I love John Goodman.
I had a really bad N.A. joke that I do not want to say. But let's just say the A was airplane. Frank, before we go any further, do you want to do Shirtless Girthless or you want to do a news story?
You're giving it to me?
Yeah, Frank, what can we do that the story that Gay Mike brought us?
Sure. Give me 1 second. So a Brazilian rapper dies escaping a bisexual three-way.
What?
Doesn't sound like he escaped.
Yeah. What, did he slip and fall or something? Bonk his head?
I got gist of this right before we went on. Give us some details.
All right, so...
Look at this hunk.
Oh, yeah. What a stud.
Whoa.
The rapper, I believe his name was MC Kevin.
Terrible name. Name
yeah. Was in a bisexual three-way with his friend and a girl, Bianca Dominguez.
Let's see her.
She is pretty attractive from what I saw.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And his wife interrupted the three-way by showing up to the room. So in an effort to escape his wife, he jumped off the balcony.
Oh. Wait, was it bisexual, like he was fucking with his friend, or was it just two guys and a girl?
I don't know that it goes into great detail what was happening when she walked in, but...
I bet they say it's bisexual just to be more salacious. It probably, yeah, right. He was it's probably just like double teaming.
Yeah, they were probably double teaming her if I had to guess. Yeah.
As a 40-year-old man, that's my preferred threesome these days. Half the work. If you try to have sex with two girls at once, that sounds exhausting right now.
It sounds like a lot of work. So nobody's gonna, neither of them are gonna be really happy.
Oh, no.
Right. And there's something about double teaming a chick. Just watching a chick really get turned out.
Yeah.
Where like,
I don't know. I'd love to eat pussy while a chick's riding my dick.
Well, congratulations, Captain Heterosexuality.
Yeah.
Over here, you like, fucking I cycle. Mose. I have good cardio.
Yeah, queers.
I don't have, my cardio isn't what it used to be, you know what I mean?
Listen, if that's the case, who's being degraded horribly?
Yeah, why do it anyway?
Everyone's having a great time when they're fucking Ian.
Have you done two guys and a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
And it's just great. Another detail to the story, he was married just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Man. Oh, no.
Beach weddings seem like...
Do you have more pictures of the wife?
A setup.
Wow, two. Yes, almost 3 million likes on that. That's amazing. Yeah, that'd be a huge beach. But I like how it's like that came from like an LGBTQ like news site or something like that, where it's just a dude getting busted in on having a fucking three-way with his bro.
Yeah, there's nothing gay about it.
There's nothing gay at all. Like, I mean...
God damn.
Right? So it's all just like click content.
This is his wife. She's a lawyer.
Was his wife.
Was his wife.
Let's see that one. Holy cannoli.
Good for them.
Brazil, baby.
Yeah.
Right. Not as much of an ass as
he was
the
a
other girl.
Beautiful looking guy.
Has anybody here not fucking double teamed abroad?
I have not.
I'm looking at you two fucking
the two married guys.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Zach's married.
All right. Well, no excuse.
Oh.
God damn.
You guys haven't lived, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about it. There's something so satisfying when after she's like, so which of you are going to stay over? And you just both laugh.
I did it. I was the bull. The guy was a cuck. They were together.
Wow.
Yeah, so I left. And they just were trying to repair their relationship while I walked out the door.
Had a coffee in a diner while they cuddled.
Adios. Well, like, dude, I was like...
How big of a bitch was that guy?
Such a bitch. And, dude, she was, like, 25. He was, like, 42. And she kept talking about how older guys are so dumb and, like,
oh, no.
How they suck. Like, there was so much strife.
So he was getting degraded.
And he had his baby seat in the back. And she was talking about how she hates kids and everything. I'm like, all right, can we just do this, you know? And I, like, left the room when I got done to, like, throw the condom away and put my clothes on. And I realized I left my underwear in the room. And I, like... crawled back to get it while they're like trying to like patch things up, you know, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna see you, bye, adios.
I was on a good run where I was like, you know, when like you're so sad and everything sucks that you're just like fucking every single thing that you possibly can.
I love how you looked at me for that. Thank you.
Well, you're you know, we're just talking. We're in it.
Yeah.
I'm just in front of you.
Yeah.
But I was like, I had a couple good run-in lucks with threesome where you just kind of dive in and it works. But then I had one where I dove in and it didn't work. Like, we were all really partying. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I pass out on my friend's girlfriend's couch. And I wake up and I hear them having sex in the next room. The door's open. So I walk in, I look in, I see they're having sex. And I was like, all right, cool. So I just get naked and I jump in bed. And she's like, I'm naked. I was like, yeah, me too. And then she like, he's going down at her and she looks down at him. She's like, is this all right? And he like looks up at her, looks over at me and is like, you probably should go, bro.
God damn.
Hey, shoot your shot, King.
You're pretty polite, though. Nobody yelled at you or
you
nothing.
You cannonballed your shot.
I fucking jumped
right in there. Jesus Christ. Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, we're still friends. It definitely was like a... I like tried to reach my friend a couple times the next day and he didn't answer. And I was like, oh no, what did I do? Yeah. And finally it was like, my friend was like, yeah, we're good. I'd have a pretty long conversation after that, but we're okay.
Oh God.
Dude, I lucked backwards into the guy that I used to double team girls with in college is now a girl.
Nice.
So retroactively, all my dude girl threesome has now just been me and two chicks.
Fucking lottery.
Because I am progressive.
Yeah, hell you are. Yeah. Woo.
You should do a double team on him now.
No, her cock was enormous. This one chick we double teamed, she told us to both take our dicks out. And this was the noise she made. My dick came out first, and then his fucking flopped out. And she gave me an ooh, and him and like the Cookie Monster noise. She went oom. And every time I was the one fucking her, and he was getting his dick sucked, like 10 seconds into it, she'd be like, "So you guys want to like switch?"
No.
And then he couldn't stay hard because he was a woman.
He's a fucking pussy.
And I realized that I could break his concentration. So I started making her ass talk to him while he was fucking. And I grabbed her ass like Jim Carrey. And I was like, "You're doing a great job, big guy." And he's like, "You gotta stop that.
Hungry.
You gotta stop that or I can't come." I was like, "Come on." I lapped him. I came twice and he couldn't come. And she was so mad. She was just sitting angrily smoking a cigarette. And I just remember which one of you is gonna stay and cuddle. And we both simultaneously went, "We have work in the morning," and neither of us had jobs.
I love it. I love it.
What a progressive king.
Listen, you gotta every once in a while, the girl that squirted on my wall was a three-way. The black chick, me and my friend James were fucking a girl, and this was like right when I realized that if a girl really knew her pussy, I talked about this on Spook Show today, that because I have a Prince Albert, that like if a girl's like an old pro, she just knows to sit on it, reverse cowgirl, and like fucking work it. And this chick put her leg up, and she squirted, but squirted diagonally, and it hit my bedroom wall. And then formed a pool. And it was so much. Bless. And it was a dorm room with a shitty little like vinyl bed. And it was on 9th and 3rd. So it was right above the McDonald's on St. Mark's.
Yeah.
It always stunk like McDonald's. On top of the fact that I was always eating McDonald's. There was a McDonald's under it. And then this black chick just blasted my room with pussy juice. And I was like, "Oh, my room, I think it might have an odor to it." And I walked out, and my friend Stefan's in the living room, and I walked out in like boxers and socks, and he looks down and he goes, "Why are your socks wet?" And it was because her fucking pussy just went down my legs and soaked my socks.
Jesus Christ.
And for like 2 weeks when you opened up the door to my room.
Oh, no.
You would just go, pussy.
Oh, God.
And I brought home another girl later that week, and I remember her opening the door to my room and going, "Why does it stink like pussy in here?" And I was like, "That's the McDonald's downstairs."
Someone's ordering a lot of fish fillets.
It's Friday. It's give me that fillet of fish. Give me that fish.
Oh, God.
You should have been, because I know how to work a pussy. That's why.
Yeah,
because
I'm a fucking man, bitch. Good God.
That's not like any other times we've probably assaulted women that we now call three ways.
That's the only one. Well, there was a time, all consensual, I was making out with a chick and she thought she was pushing her feet into the couch, but it was my friend's dick. And when he like moved her foot, she got scared and was like, "No, thanks." And then just that ended.
It's a close call.
Yeah.
I had a girl try to go skiing in the backseat of a car in between me and my friend got nervous and wouldn't do it. And I was really pissed. I was furious. I punched him in the face that night.
That's hilarious.
Jesus.
I had a friend who
Shout out Lenny Farinola. I love you, buddy.
I had a friend, this woman, she was a very free spirit. She was a free-spirited woman. She was a wonderful sweetheart. And I remember
her pussy was free after a few spirits.
we were in a van, I was driving, and my friend was sitting like right in the first seat, and I was like, I was just feeling myself. And I was like, "Go back there and suck Chewy's dick." And she was like, "Okay." And she, like,
Chewy, we're home.
She got naked and she started to blow him. And I did this. I was like, I pulled over and so I was just watching, right? And he was like, I can't do this if you're watching. I'm like, okay. So I face forward and pull the mirror down. And I'm just like watching it. And I said, I got so mad at him because he was like, I can't do this. I got to go. And I was like, I was so bummed.
You're on the side of the road. You should have just gotten out of the car.
Yeah. I wanted to be part of it. Yeah. I said the whole thing.
Should have been
out.
A wingman like Boris and started talking to her about Metallica.
Listen, you fucked this lady's face and you're walking home, Chewy.
Well, shit, that's great. You want to call it?
I mean, we got a kid. Do we have a hard out? What time's your guys' show?
9. I got to be out of here at 9. So.
Let's do a quick shirtless Garthless.
We have 7. We could go through 5 or 3.
Yeah, let's do it real quick. Sure. So we're going to play a game real quick where we look at dudes' bodies, like their torsos, and then we're going to guess what their dick looks like. So the qualifications are cut or uncut, big or small, soft or hard.
Okay.
Okay? And let's just we'll do a quick round of it. Sure. Sound good?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's this is shirtless Girthless.
Boris doesn't like this.
Boris is like, oh.
Boris is
I can play.
I smoke crack, but this is too much.
I'd say soft and cut.
Soft cut and small or big?
Small.
I'd say uncut small.
Uncut small as well.
All right, so what we're looking at is a bearded gentleman without the connecty sides, thick mustache, a bit of a belly on him, pepperoni nipples. I'm going floppy hard, so like not fully hard.
Yeah,
I'm going cut, and I'm going not impressive. Ian,
I'm going cut soup can.
Ooh, okay.
Cut can of soup.
Dude. He was circumcised with the top of a soup plate.
Real quick, what was Jericho's guess?
I said not cut and small.
Okay.
Soft. I said uncut and small as well.
All right, let's take a look. Anytime now.
Wow, his dick looks like us.
He looks really happy with
his dick.
Whatever
looks
he
like
had.
A petty crime. Whoa.
Oh, okay, so that's fully hard.
Fully hard cut.
Thick, nothing to write home about, thick. But cut.
The photo looks fake. It looks like the dick
it does
is kind of
look
still
like
gross.
Photoshop
look how
dick.
Long his finger is.
He's that doing
is
that white power
very
symbol.
That is a very
Easter
long
egg.
Alien finger.
It's just a thumbs up.
It looks like
his dick is doing a rocket.
It looks like a lighthouse at the end of a peninsula. All right, let's see the next one.
That looked photoshopped. I don't believe it. Come on, trans.
Oh. All right, so this is a very muscular gentleman.
He looks like the Statue of David. And I'm going to say, just like the Statue of David, he's a small pecker.
All right, so what's your guess, Ian? We'll go back around the other way this time.
Small, uncut.
And hard or soft?
Soft.
All right, I am going hard, medium, uncut.
He looks to me like a guy that would take one of like a fluffed, like not hard, but he did some fluffing.
Like
and,
a chub?
And cut, yeah.
Like a nice chubber?
Yeah.
I'm going to say soft cut and like small.
I'm going to say huge, soft, and cut.
All right.
What a quick.
Let's describe us.
Okay. Ah!
Oh, that's photoshopped. Come on.
All right. So that
no
is...
way a man can have a penis that big.
That can't be real. That's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
That's three times my size. All right.
So that is hard cut and again medium. Nothing to write
nothing
home about.
Yeah. He photoshopped.
That's a nice
pubes.
Piece.
That was long. Fine. Actually, that's a pretty
that's
good.
That's a nice piece.
It's not, but it's not like what that's, we would say a
no.
big dick is.
No.
No.
I got all three wrong on that.
Well,
one.
That's what I would personally say.
Yeah, for Derek, that's a humongoloid.
I mean,
so just to recap, so far Ian has 2 points, and everybody else is tied with 1.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Of no, course, but... I didn't get. I said that was uncut, small.
Oh, you did say uncut. I thought you
yeah,
cut. Sorry. All right, so everybody's tied with 1 point.
Can they hold an iPhone for scale or something?
Oh,
yes.
There we go. Okay. All right, okay. So
this
big...
is gonna be huge.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just we started Jericho.
Okay, you're right.
This is a beautiful woman, by the way. Beautiful maybe woman. Latina, maybe Afro Latina.
Oh, yes, it's gorgeous.
I think it's gonna be big, soft, and uncut.
I think it's going to be like huge curved.
Ooh.
Yeah, huge cut, hard as fuck, huge balls.
I'm going to say huge uncut curved.
Wow.
I'm going big, uncut, hard.
I'm going wish list. Let's see it.
And Jericho's again real quick.
I said big, uncut, and hard.
Big cut hard. Big cut hard.
Big cut, no whammies, hard. No whammies, yeah. No whammies.
Whoa!
All right, so that is so large.
That's large.
Uncut, yeah, and that's, let's call it hard.
And stung by a bee.
Let's call it hard. I mean, it's not raging, but it's
I don't think
all going in one direction.
I mean, that's
some camera tricks happening.
That's some sort of
horse perspective, you know.
Yeah, that's some sort of cortisone shot. It is or
hanging.
Something.
It's not sticking straight up.
It's not hard though. It's not completely hard, right. But it's filled with blood. It's
definitely like a penis that belongs to a woman.
Yes. All right. Let's keep it moving.
I would like to guess her butthole though, because that looks
Ian, did you
nice.
Say cut or uncut on that one?
I said cut. I said hard. I curved. I've been wrong this whole time. So I'm the straightest one here.
Zach and Boris are tied for first with 2 points.
Hey, all right, all right.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm good at this. Maybe I'll
all right.
Play.
Hey, tiebreaker.
You might have a whole new career.
Yeah. Tiebreaker.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow. She is gorgeous.
All right, I'm going to go with this one. Same. It's not completely hard, but it's fluffed up.
No way she is a penis.
Really?
That's a natural born woman.
You think that's they're fooling us.
Well, yeah. Can that even be part of the game?
I had no idea, but if it is, good job.
I think you're fooling us. All right. That's
because vagina.
I say vagina.
All right. I'm going to say not fully hard, medium, uncut.
I do suspect vagina with Ian, but it's not the game, so I'm going to say small, soft, cut.
I'm going to say there's a huge Photoshop black dick right on there.
I like the Hail Mary in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say really small, soft, and cut.
All right, let's see the gal.
Can I just get a cut or uncut from Derek?
Cut.
Can you sound less enthused there, Frank?
Frank really does sound like this is like Inside Out, and this is
oh my God, that's okay. Fake. That's fake. That is photoshopped.
That's
no
a beautiful
way.
Woman with a beautiful penis.
No huh. way.
But no, it's photo. It is photoshopped.
It's photoshopped.
All right, so that's if it is real, hypothetically, it is hard.
Hard.
It is decent.
Decent.
And it is uncut.
Okay.
That is photoshopped. See the pixelation in the Mons pubis. Do you see that?
All right, that's one more, and then let's get out of here, Frank.
And Frank, when you tell us about it, can you sound like you don't want to kill yourself? Can you do us that
That's
favor?
It's going to be a tough one on this one.
All right. Let's figure it out, guys.
Oh, shit.
So once again, this is going to be completely blurred even in the Gas Digital version, right? Because I cannot get shit about this. This is, for people listening, this is me dressed as Dracula.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I have
inside.
Did you send this to him?
Spread
yes.
Eagle.
Yes.
I have insider info because I've seen this photo before.
I'm gonna say vagina.
You're not far off.
Oh my God!
Once again, this needs to be completely blurred because there are pictures of children directly behind me.
Children.
Jesus Christ!
Oh
there
God.
Are.
It's my old
Get
boss's
it off.
Grandkids. We'll
Nobody would have noticed if you
Get it
said.
Off.
Yeah, I didn't
Get
even,
it off.
Yeah, I wasn't.
All right, so let's go around the table. Come on.
Mangled.
Mutilated.
Mutilated.
Vagina. I already voted vagina.
Definitely
just the tip.
Uncut. Hard, but it might not look like it. And what was the other criteria?
Hard, big or small, and cut or
uncut. Oh, yeah. Medium.
But we're not going to see it because it's blurred out.
No, it'll be blurred out on the site.
We're going to see it.
Oh, wow, we're going to see Zach's dick.
Yeah.
Whoa, mazel.
Not every guest gets treated this
way. Wow, lucky you guys.
This is a special episode.
Holy shit.
All right, let's see it, baby.
So, real quick, what was Jericho's?
I've seen this picture.
Oh, you've seen it? So yeah. This round? All right.
Have I sent that to you?
You showed me when we did that wrestling thing.
Oh, good, 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 good.
And here we go.
Whoa! There's another man in the room with recyclables.
I think just zoom in. Let everybody know what
that
they're
Prince
missing.
Albert's really showing.
That's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you, Zach.
That's right, with medium size.
Yeah, that is nothing to be ashamed of.
Good for you. That is a lot better than I thought.
I love the pose.
I was wrong about being
I love
cut.
The pose, and I love the makeup, the face. The Dracula makeup really is coming through in this picture.
I am a very happy, very drunk Dracula. In this
I thought that cock was going to be a monster mash.
And you know what? Good job on recycling.
Yeah.
Doing your part for the environment.
That is 5 a.m. at a certain film company's office, getting very drunk, sitting at my boss's desk naked.
Jesus Christ.
And that Prince Albert is made from 100% recycled aluminum.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was shirtless, girthless. Frank, who's our winner?
In more ways than one, Zach is the winner today.
Oh, baby.
Look at that.
Congratulations. Oh. You know what? Really, I think we're the winners. Zach shared that picture with us.
We didn't even have to subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I didn't have to give you 20 bucks to see your junk.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only good picture of my dick in existence.
That was fantastic.
Because I was too drunk to be self-conscious. I want to thank our guests, the Bushwick Bears. You guys are absolutely awesome. Please check out their show at The Stand. Check out their podcast. Support their live dates. Please support Ian out on the road coming up. Ian, anything else you want to say before we go?
No. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And always love the positive response we get from you guys. It's cool. The podcast is growing and people are enjoying it.
Absolutely. And we're going to have new merch up on podcastmerch.com in the month of June. We got t-shirts and tie-dye tank tops coming out. Be on the lookout for those. But until then, this is Zach and Ian saying bye, guys. Hey, bye guys, gals, and everything in between. If you enjoy this particular podcast, you might enjoy some of the other great shows available on GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we are highlighting Mike Vecchione Investigates with host our buddy, one of the funniest comics in New York City, possibly in the world, Mike Vecchione. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Mike does a deep dive into a different topic or guest every week. And between me and you guys, Mike is one of the greatest joke writers in the current comedy scene. If you are not a fan of his, you need to get on it now. He just rebranded the show, and you got to check it out. Here's a clip.
We knew each other through the comedy scene, but at this point, we were becoming new roommates. And I'll tell you, I was taking a lot of liberties with being the elder in the apartment. I was smoking when I pooped. I was smoking when I was drunk watching The Wire. I'm sorry for that. This is me apologizing. But anyways, back to your response.
That's all right. But maybe a normal person that would have bothered, but you have to understand where I came from. I came from 7 months, and I'm legitimately saying this, of pulling my hair out from bed bugs attacking me. Bed bugs were attacking me. Let's take it all the way back.
Cause I want to ask you questions. You bring up the BBs and you start getting a little jumpy. You have PTSD from bed bugs. Dude, one of the funniest things Nate Bargatze ever said was Nate was staying on our couch. And this is like fucking 7 years ago. And you went to bed. And then Nate was like, what if we like knocked on Vecchione's door and you just like heard a bunch of locks? And then he opened the door and a shotgun came through and he went, oh, sorry, I thought you were bed bugs. it's like, it really is. That is the feeling in the apartment. I remember one time finding you taught me what a carpet beetle was. I didn't know a carpet beetle was a thing because I thought it was a bed bug.
Right.
And I came and told you that I had a carpet beetle the same way I went to Arizona's student health center thinking I had herpes when I had an ingrown hair. It was the same. It was the same downtrodden.
Everybody texts me. Are these bed bug bites? Is this a bed bug? Like, I get texts. Like, that's most of my day, actually.
I'm going to commission a painting of, you know, the dogs playing poker. It's just going to be you playing poker with all the bed bug smelling dogs. That's the painting that I want. It's just you guys all talking about the ups and downs of the bed bug business. But
I'll tell you what happened before I moved in was, first of all, I got all my stuff. I had to pay to get all, which I was glad to pay at that point, get all my stuff fumigated. So I didn't bring the bed bugs over. But you guys, you didn't seem that concerned about it. You were just like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm like, yeah, I want to get it all steamed and get rid of stuff and get everything I do have steamed and high heated so that I could bring it over.
We're gonna be 100% honest on this, and there might be some people that if they find their way to this podcast are gonna be a little upset at the next thing I'm gonna say. Vecchione, you were such a trade up. I didn't worry about off the field personality problems. it was such a trade up from the previous roommate that I was like, you got a DUI? Hey, who hasn't had a couple pops and taken a little spin? It was like, I was just so excited you were moving in. You're like, I might have bed bugs. I was like, well, you're going to like try not to, right? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to. And also hearing the seriousness in your voice when talking about it, you were like, you read your plan of fumigating your furniture to me before you moved in like it was a bank heist. Like, you were like, here's how it's going to go down. The doors are going to come in. All the furniture is going to be in the center of the room. The bed bugs are going to be distracted by little flakes of skin that I've put everywhere around the apartment. And people don't realize, which I can attest to, you came in hot about bed bugs to the point where I think even once after I got the Guinness gig, I think I got you a Christmas present that was a heating suitcase that would kill.
That's right. Bugs. Yes, you did.
I bought you like a fucking
suitcase. You got me like, a heating suitcase. I remember that.
I was like, dude, this thing will kill bed bugs. I was like, it's fucking, because you, I remember you telling me when you were on the road that you would put your bag up on the, you wouldn't even put it on the counter. You would put it on like in the bathtub.
In the bathtub.
Yeah.
Here's my hotel regimen, Dan. I would get my bag. I would go to the hotel. I get in the room, I put my bag in the bathtub, I take off all my clothes except for my underwear, put everything in the bathtub. And then I would get online, Tammy Pescatelli actually taught me this. You take the iron and you plug it in and put it on the bed because they respond to heat. So that'll bring them to the surface. While that's happening, I'm online checking the bed bug registry to see if the hotel has had any previous complaints.
Damn, do you still do that?
No, I don't do that anymore. But
dude, the iron thing is very clever. I didn't know that.
The iron thing, it brings them to the surface.
And then what do you do? Like, you pull the sheet back and go, aha! And they're like, no! Oh, you tricked us. We thought you were a juicy lady taking a nap.